Kinyan Mem Hey 45 Haloy Mein Al Minas Laasos, that somebody should learn in order to do. Famously, this seems to contradict Naaseh V'Nishma. Seems to be the opposite of Naaseh V'Nishma, right? Naaseh, we said we will do V'Nishma, and then we will understand. Then we will understand, we will decipher. Whereas the Kinyan HaTorah is Loimed Al Minas Laasos. Explains Rav Matasyo, this is formulated based on the pasuk of Lilmod Ulamed Lishmar Vilasos, that these are four levels of learning Torah. There are four steps in the process of learning. There's Lilmod, which is, as we described earlier, basic comprehension of the information in front of you, learning the material, understanding what is written. However, that's not enough. That's not enough. We have to go one step weiter. As we mentioned, the Kinyan of Amanas Lilami. They have to learn it to have such a clarity that you're able to teach it to another. As Rav Chaim Brisker famously said, if it's felt in Havore, it's felt in Havana. If you're not able to communicate the idea clearly, it shows a lack of understanding. In other words, the quality of your learning should be to such a degree that you don't only have a basic understanding, but you understand it to such a degree that you're able to impart the knowledge and information to others. Then there are two steps further. There's Lishmar Vilasos. On a simple level, one would have said Lishmar is to prevent yourself from doing Averos, and Lasos is to do the mitzvahs, say the mitzvahs. However, Rashi in Parshas Re'eh describes the word Shomor, defines the word Shomor as remembering. That you should learn it in a way, not only are you learning it and understanding it, and understanding with such a quality of comprehension that you're able to impart it to others, but you have to go one step weiter of Lishmar, of maintaining that information, that you shouldn't forget it. You should safeguard it. You have to chazer. You have to make sure it becomes a part of who you are. That's what Lishmar is. Then we conclude with lassos. What's lassos? Lassos means that I'm comfortable acting upon my knowledge. I've learned it so well, I have such a clear understanding, I understand the logical conclusions, I've deciphered all the intricacies and details of the information, that now I'm comfortable acting upon it. I'm comfortable practicing that which I have learned. It's not only a theoretical, but it becomes a practical. Obviously, that is one step further, qualitatively one step better in the process of learning. When I pick up my Bava Metzia and I learn Shnayim Shalichas Metalis, not only do I have the theoretical, the analytical idea, but I've understood that theoretical to such a great degree, which is obviously step one and step two. Not only can I teach it, but I understand the nafkaminas, the practical application that come out of that learning as well. That's a very great understanding, where you can decipher, discern not only that which is written, but you're maven davar mitoch davar, you're able to apply it to new circumstances and situations and understand the practical nafkaminas as they come out as well. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah tells us, Ein bor yirei chet v'loi ama'aretz chasi, that an ama'aretz, somebody who's lacking knowledge, can't be a chasi. Reb Chaim V'lozhiner, Nefesh Chaim, asks, hold on, what if the guy is doing all the mitzvahs? He grew up in Reb Chaim Kanievsky's house. He knew exactly what to do from the moment he woke up in the morning to the moment he went to sleep at night. He never did a single avera his entire life. He's not a chassid. He was makbir on all the chumrats. He didn't do anything. He was a chazan, he's sheer. Everything was mamash, the best of the best, the shevul diforis. But he's not a chassid. How can he not be a chassid? And Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, "I'm haaretz chassid." Is that maisa, if you do all the right actions, but if they're not infused with your Torah, they're not infused with your knowledge, that's still called an Amo Aretz. An Amo Aretz, Amo Aretz Chassid. You want to make your maisim chashuv, you want to make your maisim special, you want to make that asiya to be something very, very, very large and great, it has to come with a wealth of knowledge. Just to take that lilmod ulalamed, that lishmar, and then filter it down into the asiyah. When I'm doing the action, I take all of my Torah, and I infuse my mitzvah with an extra added level of kedusha, an extra special holiness that we can't get any other way. That's obviously a tremendous inspiration when we're approaching our learning, how to qualitatively learn better, that it not only is a lilmud lalame, but it's a lishmar, and it's a lasos. And when we come to the mitzvahs, we should take all of that Torah that we've learned, and infuse our mitzvahs, infuse our tefillin and our Shabbos, our tefillah and our kashrus, with an extra added level of kedusha that comes from that limud haTorah. Ad kan.